Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Who should stay and who should go?
Should I stay or should I go now?
With Bruce Levine and David Haugh on Inside the Clubhouse on 670 The Score.
I knew how special it was, and I had guys, veteran guys, that told me how special it was. Said, hey, it's not always greener. This is a pretty special place, and I really took that to heart. And I think a lot of those guys got to experience that. A lot of those guys got to experience how special it is. And it never ceases to amaze me when veteran players who have been all over the place come here and have a full season here or parts of a season here, and at the end of a season they're saying, hey, this is the most fun I've ever had playing baseball, or this is the most special place I've ever played baseball. I'm lucky to have only been here. I'm lucky to have worn this uniform for as long as I have, and it really is just a truly special place.
Yes, you recognize that voice. It belongs to Ian Happ. Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And Happer was talking about what makes Wrigley Field special and to be on a Cub playoff team and feel all of the love, especially after that big home run against the big home run against the Brewers in game four. It was so special, Bruce. It was that magical moment, that biggest hit of the postseason. So why are we pondering, should he stay or should he go? Plus, he's got a no-trade clause.
Because we have another 20 minutes to kill here.
We're not killing time.
No.
We're making progress.
This is a real situation that was faced last offseason and pretty much not reported much. But the reality is that Ian Happ has been one of the heart and soul players for the Cubs the last 8 years, right? Eight seasons going into his ninth with the Cubs next year. However, that's his last year. He's a free agent after that. Do they extend Ian Happ, or do they trade Ian Happ and let some of the young players that are coming along in the organization start playing in the outfield? Well, it's a very tough question.
It's a very difficult question, but we need all the information at our disposal. So let's look at Ian Happ 2025. He was a 4 WAR player, 4.0 WAR player. He had 569 at bats. He hit, his batting average was .243. He had an OPS of .762, and he had 23 home runs and drove in 79 RBI. He was also a Gold Glove finalist in left field. Made a big impact. You talked earlier about defensive runs saved as being the metric that really means so much to the Cubs. And you look at the way their roster has been built, they had 6 Gold Glove finalists, and they could have had a 7th because I think Dansby Swanson got robbed. So Ian Happ is a big part of that for an organization that values character and chemistry and perseverance. He epitomizes all of those things. You think they're going to trade him? I don't think they'd want to even have that conversation with him. I understand. I don't disagree. You got to shake up something. You have Suzuki. You have Hap. Suzuki had the better year. They both have no trade clauses. I don't know if they both will come back, but my guess would be yes. Yes.
There's two places that would be something that Ian Hap may consider a trade to.
Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, right?
Very good.
Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. And when you look at his splits throughout his career, what two teams does he hit the best against? The Pirates and the Reds.
Where's he from?
He went to college in Cincinnati, and he grew up in Pittsburgh. And we know that that is a very special city. Both of those are special cities to Ian Happ, and I understand why. He also, Bruce, though, has roots here now. He is the longest-tenured athlete in Chicago. And when you look at his family situation and his personal situation and his business situations, plural, he's, yeah, the starting left fielder for the Cubs with a coffee industry and a podcast empire. Maybe overstating it a little bit.
No, but, I mean, you know, but Odyssey and Marquee.
He's successful here, and he's happy here.
He is.
And he would, no pun intended, but he would be really loath to leave any kind of this comfort that he has established for himself. And frankly, he has earned. You got to give him credit. This is a grinder, and not just a coffee grinder. This is a grinder every day he comes to the ballpark.
Outside of that home run that he hit in the playoffs, what was his record?
Oh, boy. Now you got to get back to the facts, Bruce. You're exactly right. He was 3-for-33 in the postseason. And as Tyler Farengol asks, is that 111?
I love the coffee grinder joke.
Tyler brought his calculator to work today. Yeah, it was 111. He did not have a good postseason outside of that huge home run. And I don't know if you can move on from Ian Happ. I don't know if you get an upgrade. But I think the Cubs, there's a hope that they will shake things up a little bit. I just don't know if that's realistic.
Ian Happ's a very good player. Ian Happ is not a superstar. Ian Happ made $20 million this year. Ian Happ will make $18 million in his final year under contract. So what I'm saying is, let's look at the reality of the situation for Ian and for the Cubs. Is it best for Ian to move on to a team like Cincinnati, who is dying for another hitter and another guy that can just mash in that ballpark?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he hits in Cincinnati, but I think it's way high in the threes, you know, as far as production and home runs and everything else. And get one of their really good young power arms out of that organization, okay? So, to me, where is Ian's future? Where is the Cubs' future? And can they come to an agreement that Ian would waive his no-trade clause for 2026.
So just to your point, Ian Happ against the Cincinnati Reds for his career he's had 424 at-bats, 29 doubles, 32 home runs, goodness sakes. And you look at his OPS of 954 against the Reds. That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's superstar quality.
Let's look at Pittsburgh, his hometown. He's had 417 at-bats. He has 19 home runs, 79 runs batted in with an OPS of 960. So he's a different hitter in those two against those two teams. And yes, it's a point well taken. I just think that it's an awkward conversation to have.
Yeah.
Because once you broach it, you almost have told him, and he may know this, he's not naive, but that's a hard thing to come back from.
He's a businessman now.
Okay.
He's a very bright guy. He understands the business of baseball. He's been a player rep for the Cubs. Okay. He's involved with player negotiations when it comes to this CBA coming up in December of 2026. This guy, he is well-learned, understands everything all around the place. I think he became pretty emotional this year with some of the things that went on about being in the playoffs. But I think the emotions also, I'm guessing, that he realizes he might not be a Cub for his entire career.
You wondered that. Actually, that was what went through my mind when the interview I think you're referencing, and we all heard Taylor McGregor after they clinched the playoff spot. I believe it was in Pittsburgh, correct?
Yeah.
And Taylor McGregor in the Cub dugout right after that happened, talked to Ian Happ, and his voice choked back with emotion. And you wondered if, number one, was it just the relief of returning to the postseason, or number two, to your point, this is my last go-around. I might have a different conversation this offseason. We know how the baseball works, and that might be the direction this all heads.
Yeah, so next summer he'll be 32. You know, he's still in his prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other teams, like Pittsburgh, is dying for a professional hitter, right? I don't know if he'd be excited about going to Pittsburgh, other than it's his hometown and he hits great there, because they have had a tendency to try not to win. Ownership is doing its best not to win there.
That's contrary to the objective, but yeah. Yes, I do think
Cincinnati's another story. They are, I mean, they got to the playoffs.
They're one of the more remarkable stories in baseball.
Yeah, well,
that's easy to
Terry
forget.
Terry Francona.
I thought managers didn't matter.
I guess.
I think I've been told that managers don't matter.
Yeah, there's people that believe that.
Okay.
But the Reds' arrow is pointing up, okay? Mm-hmm. Ian Happ's $18 million a year is a lot for that particular franchise, but the difference he can make there in character, in defense, the way he hits in that ballpark, to me, that would be a no-brainer, that if Ian would waive his no trade, they can make a deal.
Well, we know that Jed Hoyer can have the uncomfortable conversation. Anybody that can knock on the door of his manager and say, you know, I'm going to fire you, you're fired after an 83-win season, because we're just going to go to somebody else. I don't question Jed's ability to say the thing and to address something that's uncomfortable, but I just wonder if you do that, if they feel like they're going to, what's going to be the, how is Ian Happ going to receive that news, that conversation?
Well, let's call out the BS. Either they have young players, outfielders that can play at the major league level, or they don't, right?
Okay.
So is Owen Casey a major league player or not?
Well, we might
find
out.
They wouldn't trade him. They wouldn't trade him in a deal.
I think that it's a good question, Bruce, but I think it's two separate issues. Number
one.
Not
really.
Well, Owen Casey, you're asking that because he's the potential replacement for Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay. Then Owen Casey is somebody that we don't really know if he's that guy. I don't think he was called up and given a fair shot to answer that question.
But it might take 2 years to find out that answer. Look at Matt Shaw. We're going into the second year of Matt Shaw in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know if he's going to hit or not?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that.
Are they going to take a chance that he's going to hit?
Unless there's a Bregman sighting or a Suarez signing. Or somebody who actually...
Ooh, I would hate that.
You would hate that?
Ooh.
You would hate a two-year deal for Eugenio Suarez?
No. Or they don't need another guy that strikes out 200 times.
Oh, you'd give back those 40 home runs?
No.
Oh,
thanks.
No, we don't. No, don't. Oh, the wind's
no,
blowing in,
no,
right?
Thanks. No,
oh,
thanks.
The wind at Wrigley? Oh, gosh.
No, thanks.
I don't... Look, Matt Shaw doesn't have a lockdown on third base that to the point where you would ignore Suarez in free agency.
No, but I mean, I don't know how much money you're going to pay for Suarez.
You'd overpay. If you're
no,
Bruce, if I'm telling you, pick a box, check A or B, my opening day third baseman can be Matt Shaw or Suarez. Which are you checking?
C. A, B, forget about
that's
it.
That's ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing you said this morning.
I'll take C.
How in the world would you not want a guy?
I'm not taking one or the other. I'm taking somebody else.
Okay. Well,
if you're going to throw Bregman in there?
Well, Bregman's different. I think everybody agrees that Bregman would change the complexion of the Cubs' batting order, much in the way Kyle Tucker did for the first 2 months of the season. I think he has that capability. I don't know. I think it's different. They're different hitters, obviously different sides of the play, all those things.
Is he going to play enough games?
That's well, Tucker didn't.
Well, Tucker played a lot more games than Bregman did.
But that's fair. Fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stay away from him.
I think the point is this. Will the Cubs gamble on a veteran player and overpay? In other words, I think Bregman's crazy because of the fact that he is opting out of a $40 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
$40 million for the next 2 years. You got to be nuts, right? $40 million.
With the way that the labor situation is giving the impression that we're not going to have baseball or there's going to be a work stoppage, yes, I think that would be unwise. I would not recommend or give that advice to my client if I were Alex Bregman's agent.
Look, Scott Boras said at this time last year that Bregman will be getting $200 million.
And?
He got 120.
Okay, so he totally misread the market.
Right.
Scott Boras has done that a little bit
lately.
But to
Scott's credit, the AAV, the average annual salary, is $40 million. Bregman is not a $40 million player. He's a really good player, right?
1 year, $40 million. Would you do it for Alex Bregman? Take it or leave it? Is Tom Ricketts money?
$40 million
I'd take it for one year. Yes,
so
I'd go for it.
Then you're guaranteeing a World Series for the Cubs. Is that what you're saying?
I am guaranteeing that we're going to do all within our power to try to get to the World Series for the Cubs. You can't guarantee anything in life.
That's, well, this is 1 year where your
that's
theory...
That's my wisdom to you, Bruce.
David, this is 1 year where your theory actually works because of the lockout strike problem coming up. This is a year that teams like the Cubs can say, let's just overpay for 1 year and mm-hmm. see where it falls, right? Because everybody's expecting that sometime in 27 or 28, baseball will have a salary cap, right?
True. That's the hope of the owners, yes.
So with that in mind, overpay for next year, try to win a World Series. And I think they try to win a World Series in their own way every year. It's not the Dodger way, but it is a baseball-y way of trying to win.
You've got to have your own way, your own method. You can't always compare everything to the Dodgers because that's a losing proposition. You're always going to finish. You're always going to be disappointed in that comparison. You're always going to be falling short.
Back to Ian Happ. Should he stay or should he go, David?
I think he should go. I like him. I respect him. It's not a personal. If you're asking, would you like to see him stay in a Cub uniform and represent the organization as well as he continues to? I think great. I love that stuff. You know, I'm all about that stuff. But from a baseball perspective, I think they need to change the complexion of their lineup, and you start somewhere, and I would start there.
Right. As soon as you trade an Ian Happ, halfway through the season, you might say, gee, we should have never traded Ian Happ, right?
Well, yeah, because the first time that his replacement butchers a ball in left field, you're going to be like, I miss Happer.
Here's the thing. Are these guys, is Ian plays every day. Is Ian Happ a young 31 going on 32 or a getting older 31 going to 32?
Ian Happ strikes me as he's going to be the same kind of player for the next 5 years. And 5 years ago, he was the same kind of
statement.
Player. I think he's consistent.
Right.
But he's consistently going to good enough to disappoint you.
He's going to have 3 weeks where he doesn't hit. He'll have 3 weeks where he dominates, right?
Yes.
I mean, he has usually 3 to 4 hot streaks during the year that makes him into a star, right? During those periods of time. The other times he struggles. It's been his whole career, and to his credit, he always seems to come out the other end, and the numbers always seem to go back to being, I'm a good player. I'm a 4-WAR player. My defense is superior. Most importantly, I show up every day and give you the same type of effort.
There's value there.
Yeah.
That's tremendous value.
But here's another number that you need to contemplate, and Cub fans should think about. The Cubs were the second oldest team in baseball last year, about averaging almost 31 years of age. A lot of it had to do with their old bullpen.
Yeah, the 35 and over bullpen had to do something to do with that.
And, you know, there are a few starters that are in a pretty long of tooth as well.
Boyd, Tyone.
Yeah.
Shota.
Shota's not young, right?
He didn't look it.
So
not in the second.
Right. Well,
that's
a whole other show.
We'll get to Shota in a little bit.
But the reality is that do you have to start getting younger if that farm system is as good as we talk about? Does Alcantara get to play every day? Does Casey get to play every day?
I don't want them playing every day at the same time. I don't think that you're that type of team right now. And you're able to see, because those are things you do if you're not fearing a work stoppage at the end of the next season. I think that's what you do if you're not having the go for it mentality and win now in 2026. That's what you do if you're thinking, well, you want to sustain success and player development prioritized over everything else. That's when you play your outfielders who haven't really proven themselves as major leaguers.
I'm just saying, you know, last year they considered trading Ian Happ. Ian Happ has total say-so as to whether he gets traded or not.
He's earned that power, I suppose.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, by being a good Cub.
But again, his salary actually drops $2 million. He made 20, he's going to make 18 in his final year of that deal.
That's an interesting way to structure your contract.
Yeah, some of the other Cub players have had that too.
So we're going to get to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Before we do, I need to point out that you very quickly dismissed Eugenio Suarez the morning after he hit two home runs in a playoff game.
I don't care.
Bruce, he hit 40 this year.
It's okay.
How would he not look good in a Cub uniform?
I mean, how much are you going to have to pay? How many years? How old is he? How many times can he strike out without
you?
You
got to keep it in the
don't the Cubs
in
have,
the lane, Bruce. Are we going to win?
Don't the Cubs have already enough 150-plus strikeout guys?
I think they don't have enough guys to hit the ball.
Don't
the
we always talk about, gee, they need a couple more Nico Horners?
Yeah, we want nine Nico Horners.
They're all playing in Milwaukee.
I mean, listen, insult the Cubs on your own time.
And they're not hitting Dodger. They didn't hit Dodger pitching.
Paulie is in the loop. Paulie, welcome inside the clubhouse. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good show. Enjoy it.
Thank you. What's going on?
Bruce, I want your audience to know that you are a very good tipper. We were sitting near you at Shaw's Crab House. You were with Vuk and Stoney. Talked to my friends there, and they said, boy, those guys are good tippers.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
So I'm calling about the strike. We know what's going to happen. We've talked about this before, Bruce. My brother's an agent, so I kind of get some scuttlebutt from him. Indicators. Skubal, there are $250 million apart on his contract, which expires in 2026. You'd be foolish as an owner to extend past 2026. It is going to be probably a two-year strike. They are going to get a salary cap. I have heard from the players that there's no way they're going to do a salary cap, so this is going to be long. When they get the salary cap, the teams are worth probably 25% more, and salaries are going to come down. So please talk, if you could, address where the cap's going to be. Right now, 169 is the average salary per team. You got 330 with the Dodgers and 60 with the Marlins or something. The average is about 169. So where do you think they're going to have to come in on the salary cap? How much above average are the owners going to be willing to go? That's why it's going to be extended in my mind, because they want these salaries. The players aren't 50% partners anymore. I mean, the revenue is derived from gambling. A lot of the gambling has come from that. I mean, the Savannah Bananas are worth half of what the Miami Marlins are worth.
Wow, that's quite a statement. Paulie, great phone call. Bruce?
Well, they're more entertaining.
They are more entertaining, yeah. Have you ever seen a Marlin pitch on stilts? Come on.
I'd like to see that logo.
I mean, that would be great. So, real quick, Bruce, before we break, he predicted 2 years of no baseball?
So there's one element that the owners and the players always continue to ignore. The main and only real source of revenue, the fans.
Right.
If you ignore and you don't give the fans baseball for a year, they will find something else to do. And the NFL will find them something else to do as well. So the other sports will capitalize on your being out for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. You know, a lot of this has been rhetoric and scare tactic from ownership from the beginning. Not that they don't mean it. They do. But it would take big cojones to be able to miss an entire season for baseball fans and expect them to come back pouring through the turnstile right away.
I agree with that, Bruce. We've got a full phone lines here. 312-644-6767. We will get to you when we come back. Also, we will debate if the Cubs had to pick just one right fielder next year. Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger. Good debate. We'll talk about it next inside the clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm a huge fan of Cody. Just in general, I think our players have really good experiences, which is a huge selling point. I think that we treat our players really well. I think everything is sort of is done first class. And I think that word of mouth is really helpful. So, I know he had a great experience, but I expect that. I expect that our players are going to have that that experience, because, you know, not only the coaching staff, but, you know, the city, the fans, and then also just think the way we, our support staff, like, that's our goal, is to have people feel that way. So I'm glad Cody feels that way, but I think a lot of guys do too, and I think that's something that we pride ourselves on.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was Jed Hoyer talking about a right fielder who has had some success at Wrigley Field, not named Kyle Tucker. That was Jed Hoyer talking about Cody Bellinger, who is on the open market when free agency begins because he opted out of his contract, or was he just out of contract? Bruce, I just want to make a distinction here.
Bellinger?
Yes.
He opted out of another $30 million.
He opted out of his contract after a season in the with the Yankees.
It was part of the three-year deal he signed with the Cubs.
So Cody Bellinger, who is 30 years old, turned 30 over the summer, had a 5.0 war. He's a 5.0 war player this year. 29 homers, 98 runs batted in, .813 OPS. Compare that with Kyle Tucker, who turns 29 in January. 4.5 war, 22 home runs, 73 runs batted in, .841 OPS. The Cubs got worse by going to Tucker.
Well, you know,
just by the numbers.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if we were doing this show on June 1st, we'd say Tucker is, along with PCA, going to be one of the MVP candidates, right?
Hold on. Let me go back to June 1st. Let me dial up the archives. Here's what I said. Kyle Tucker is worth $400 million, and the Cubs are going to win the World Series.
So you're the one that...
yes.
A baseball guy that I know works for another team said, where did that $400 million come from?
That wasn't me. I was repeating that.
I said, well, that came from, you know, Soto getting $700 million, and the idea... He said, wait a minute. He said, they overpaid Soto by $30 million a year, at least, you know. So the real number for these guys is $30 to $35 million a year. That's the real number.
Okay.
How many years, how many times, how many, right?
Right.
So, again, with Bellinger, who would be certainly open to coming back to the Cubs, right? And, again, who is his agent? Scott Boras, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would he be willing to come back here? I think so. The experience he had here, I had the same exit interview with Bellinger in Milwaukee after 2024. The season ended there. And his was glorious about the Cubs. Let's listen to Kyle Tucker's exit speech as the Cubs were talking about losing out in the division play to the Brewers and whether or not he would come back to the Cubs.
Is it your wish, if it can happen, that you'll return here and maybe stay in Chicago a long time?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I don't know what the future's going to hold, but, you know, if not, it's, you know, honor playing with all these guys, and, you know, wish everyone the best of luck, whether it's, you know, playing next year or not, for them. And yeah, it's a really fun group to be a part of.
We'll see what happens. That's basically saying it's not
so
me.
It's
not you, it's me.
So the eye contact.
I mean, really?
The eye contact went directly away.
Really?
When he answered it. So, again, you know, do I read too much into that? Or is that, you know, he doesn't think he's coming
back.
Well,
nobody has been out there more than you have been out there. If you are reading Kyle Tucker, my sense is it's probably correctly. And there's nothing that he has done or said that makes you believe. And I'm not, look, the Instagram post is fine. That's the standard operating procedure these days with athletes at the end of seasons or contracts. What Kyle Tucker has said is nothing to make you believe that he is dying to return.
Let's listen to Cody Bellinger when I talked to him at the end of August about his time at Wrigley Field with the Cubs.
I would say that each place is, which is cool, each place is so different. You know, I think, you know, ultimately I play for three really amazing organizations, so it shaped me into the player I am today. And, you know, I just have learned so much from each organization, really, and, you know, the journey will continue. How do I look back on it? I loved every minute of it. Loved the fans, loved the organization, loved Wrigley Field, and City of Chicago. Once you get past April, City of Chicago is amazing.
You got to love that from Cody Bellinger. Gosh, that makes me want to belly up to the bar all again. I miss Cody Bellinger. I hate the way they didn't spend the money, and I almost as much as I hated the fact that they traded him at all.
So in the Bellinger trade, they got back money, $30 million.
Oh, yeah.
Which they spent on Ryan Pressly.
How many innings did he pitch against the Brewers?
On Justin Turner.
How many home runs did he hit in the postseason?
And on Kyle Tucker.
The guy who we'll see what happens
right
about next year.
So these are, I mean, look, Cubs should be applauded for making that trade.
Oh, no, that's a different conversation. I applaud them for making that trade but going for it now.
You know, with the Cam Smith situation, you know, in their face, finalists for the Gold Glove in right field, they must feel that they're going to try to win again in 2026.
Did they want Matt Shaw instead of Cam Smith? Did the Astros want Matt Shaw?
I never confirmed that. There was rumors out there.
Yeah, I had heard that as well. I just wondered if we ever were able to nail that down. Yeah, it wasn't the trading for Kyle Tucker. I loved everything about trading for Kyle Tucker because of what that said about your intentions in 2025. What bothered me about it in retrospect is the fact that they could have kept Cody Bellinger and been creative with their lineup, as well as then the go-for-it mentality stopped at the trade deadline.
We have phone lines
we got a lot
open.
Of phone lines.
But I will throw this out there for the rest of the show. Bellinger or Tucker, who would you like to see come to Wrigley Field?
Russ from Palos Heights answers that directly. Russ, welcome inside the clubhouse.
No question, it's Cody Bellinger. He plays all the positions in the outfield. And by the way, Tucker's a mediocre at best fielder. And he plays first base. Cody plays first base. In what I've seen from him in his Cub existence, Cody always was a good hitter. Even when he got hurt, he came back quickly after he was hurt, and he was very effective. There's no question it's Cody.
Scott from Highland Park, welcome inside the clubhouse. Good morning, Scott.
I would definitely take Cody over Tucker. That Bruce, you hit it right on the head with those interviews. It upset me when I heard Tucker's interview. I love Bellinger. The problem they have is, are they going to spend the money? They haven't done that. Jed Hoyer is a terrific GM. Give him the money. Trade Hap, because I love the guy, but get a pitcher, get younger, and no way on Bregman. He's a problem. Thanks. I love your show, guys.
Tony from Park Ridge, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Yeah, Bellinger hands down. And what I would do is I'd put a fielder's glove on Bush, let him get out to the outfield, let him play left field, teach him to play left field. We've done it before. Where did Hap come from? And then you've got the option. You've got Bellinger out there. You've got Suzuki out there. You've got Bush out there. You can move Bellinger over to first. And you got Ballesteros as a DH. It's a no-brainer. And then we got our three Bs. We got Bellinger and Ballesteros.
Thanks, Tony. Good phone call.
This guy is going to steal our show away.
I know. Yeah. Great observations.
Much more interesting than I am.
Good opinions. I wouldn't say that, Bruce. I like the idea. Michael Bush will play anywhere. You want to put him in left, fine. You want to put him at third, okay. You want to make him... Hey, he could probably play goalie.
It's all Bellinger so far.
I know. Is there anybody out there that would miss Kyle Tucker?
Well, I would miss the April and May version.
I know, but
that was one of the most impactful Aprils and Mays that any Cub player has had in decades.
It's through no fault of his own that he broke his hand essentially in June. Through no fault of his own that he injured his calf on September 2nd. Those injuries contributed to limited production and didn't really pay off the tees.
He's a really good ball player.
He's an excellent ball player.
And if he's healthy, you might say a year from now, boy, what a mistake that was.
And it might look like
not signing Tucker to that 7-year, $210 million contract that the blanks did.
Dodgers, Mets, Yankees. Although Yankees aren't that interested in Tucker, perhaps.
Don't know that.
Don't know yet. 859 weighs in, and I think this summarizes the way a lot of Cub fans maybe unfairly view the Kyle Tucker experience. And he says this: Kyle Tucker didn't appear to really enjoy being a Cub. Even when he was playing well, his body language on the field said he felt like he was above everybody else. I don't know about that last part.
He's a different guy.
He's a laid-back guy.
I wouldn't even call it laid-back. He has his own plan. Even the coaches for the Cubs at time to time told me, we pretty much leave Kyle Tucker to his plan. It's worked. He's been an all-star. You know, he's been to the all-star game 2 years in a row or 4 years altogether. And he's been to the World Series. He's been a champion. Our best coaching with him is not much at all.
708 says this: so many are wrong about Kyle Tucker. He's way better than Bellinger when he is healthy. And also a defense, 708, that is just Kyle Tucker. He isn't the most enthusiastic guy. That doesn't mean he's still not one of the top 10 to 15 players in baseball when he is healthy.
It's true. This is our show is not to beat down Kyle Tucker. It's to open up your ideas about which way you would go, which way maybe Hoyer might be going in this direction. And we don't know Tucker's response. We don't know Bellinger's response. We don't know their agents, Casey Close and
Scott Boras.
Scott Boras's return as to, you know, well, yeah, the Cubs are great, but there's 29 other teams.
All right, when we come back, we need to pay tribute to what happened last night in one of the more remarkable individual performances.
Was it the greatest performance in the history of baseball?
We will talk about that when we come back, but also you want to stay tuned right here on The Score tomorrow morning, 9 to noon, local Four Dealers pregame show right here on 670 Score. Olin Cruz, Pat Manley, and Mully get you ready for the game at noon at Soldier Field. Then immediately after that, the postgame show brought to you by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it right here tomorrow on The Score and the free Odyssey app. More inside the clubhouse when we come back on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So Ohtani has to take time. He steps back in. One ball and two strikes. A big righty McGill sets on the mound. Here's the pitch. And Ohtani drives one. Left center field. Did you? Gone! Shohei Ohtani, the stuff of legend!
I'll tell you, before this season started, they said the Dodgers are ruining baseball. Let's get four more wins and really ruin baseball. Let's go!
Dave Roberts, who can blame him after winning the NLCS? Welcome back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670, The Score. Get to Ohtani in a second, Bruce. I want to close the loop on this Kyle Tucker conversation. The numbers are what they are, and this is why we're having this conversation. Kyle Tucker, away from home, played in 69 games away from Wrigley, and he hit 15 home runs in 69 games, and his OPS overall was 923.
Very good.
In 66 games at Wrigley Field.
Same number.
Kyle Tucker's OPS was 747, and he hit 7 home runs as opposed to 15 on the road. He drove in 26 runs as opposed to 47 on the road.
And hit 236.
Not good. Now, this may be driven in his reticence or however you want to refer to it. He just didn't feel like Wrigley Field, despite the adoration of the fan base, which I think he has been very consistent with praising, that those numbers, that ballpark.
How would you feel?
I would feel like I'd want to get out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, I would feel like I would want that to be my home park, where maybe the wind was blowing in, and how many Kyle Tucker home runs were flyouts just because of nature.
You put Kyle Tucker in Cincinnati next year, okay? And that would be a big ask with the fact that they're a small market team.
Yeah.
But you give him a 7-year, $30 million, $210 million contract, that would be a frightening team, okay? That would be a scary team, because you can assume his production would be a lot more at that ballpark.
What about back in Houston?
And possibly.
How about Tampa? Are they playing that minor league park again next year?
Yeah, they don't spend $30 million.
Hometown kid.
I think
where he went to get his calf fixed.
I think with Terry Francona as the manager of the Reds, I think he could do everything he can to talking them into getting a big aircraft carrier in Kyle Tucker.
All right. The Tucker conversation will continue throughout the course of the offseason, depending on what happens. And even if he leaves, we'll have plenty to discuss. This is the only day we'll have to discuss what happened last night, the morning after Shohei Ohtani's greatest performance as a major league player. And I don't think that's exaggeration, because in a pennant-clinching victory for the Dodgers, he pitched 6 scoreless innings and hit 3 home runs. And that is remarkable.
It's even more remarkable in this day and age in the playoffs, okay? So what the Dodgers have done with games going, you know, 2 starters pitching 8 innings, another almost 6, this one 6. So they've combined old school baseball and new school baseball into being the most dominant team in baseball. But with Ohtani, more directly, David, it's hard to imagine any more impactful one game from any player in history. And that's, you know, you're going back 170 years, 160 years, okay? We weren't there for all of them. I was there for most, you know, half of them. But what I'm telling you is, I tried to talk myself out of this being as big a deal as it was, and I couldn't.
Well, there's no denying it. And what it was his it was like watching a Little League game. The best player on the field was the pitcher and the guy who was hitting all the homers. And he did everything, and it made it look easy. And I know it's not easy, but it was just something to behold from a you don't want to say it'll never happen again, but you can't imagine somebody pitching as well as he did last night and hitting three home runs in the same game.
David, I could never be as wrong as I was by the beginning of the year saying, I don't think Ohtani should pitch again. He's the best player in the game. You don't want to take away from that by him having to pitch. And
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Here you have, you know, the guy not only showing me but everyone else that he is above and beyond the greatest two-way athlete in baseball that's ever lived. I mean, Babe Ruth, if you go back and look at the Babe Ruth numbers, he was a Hall of Fame pitcher on his way to the Hall of Fame when they decided to stop having him pitch and become the greatest power hitter in the history of the game, right?
Right.
So we don't know, but he still won 92 games. He had World Series records. He won 7 World Series games. He had scoreless streaks of 29 innings in the World Series. So, you know, it's you can't say Ohtani's a greater player than Babe Ruth at this point. But as he continues on, you will be able to say all around that there was nobody that could perform like Shohei Ohtani.
And I know you're a big exit velocity guy, Bruce. His three home runs, 116.5 MPH, 116.9 MPH, 113.6 MPH.
He started a weekend up. He got weakened that last one.
But his
first player
with homers of at least 116 in any regular season or post game since StatCast began, multiple home runs. And also, he pitched in the same game. Remarkable story. Can't wait for them to meet the Mariners. Oh, they haven't won yet, but I hope they do.
Next week, we're going to talk a little bit about whose rivalry is better, Cubs-Brewers, Cubs-Cardinals.
Ooh, look forward to that one, Bruce. Thank you for lining up the guests. Our guest today, Paul Janisch. Thank you to Tyler Farengol for Behind the Glass, Sean Sears for his contributions. Thank you, Bruce, for showing up and giving us 2 more hours of great insight.
And the doctor of sports radio talk, our good friend,
Steve Rosenblum.
Next.
He will be next. Thank you for listening to Inside the Clubhouse. Talk to you Monday morning on Mully and Haw, 5:30 to 10. You're listening to Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.